Grace be unto you. Peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends and fellow redeemed in Christ, as we are meditating in this serious and holy season on the suffering, sacrifice, and the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf, the text of Hebrews chapter 9 comes to us with profound meaning and vivid images, illustrations, and analogy on the sacrifice which opens the most effective way to bring us to God. Researchers of world religions report to us that there is hardly any religion without sacrifice in one form or another. The meaning of sacrifice may vary in each case in mind. The significance of purification cannot be overlooked. The writer of the Hebrews, no doubt, has meant in the text the access to God to bring men into contact with the eternal truth, and in more concrete terms, that Jesus Christ, who has made the unique sacrifice that can open the way to God. In fact, he himself was that sacrifice which was offered as the once-for-all act. Other human ways of sacrifice were also introduced in the Bible, with bullock within the high priest, which the high priest offered for his own sins, scapegoat for the sins of the people in Leviticus chapter 16. There was also the sacrifice of the red heifer in the book of Numbers chapter 19. The writer of the Hebrews tells us of these sacrifices then, declares that the sacrifice that Jesus brings us far greater, far more effective, and far deeper meaning. The new tabernacle that Jesus brought us, which brought men into the very presence of God, was nothing else than the body of Christ. Jesus said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father," in Gospel according to John 14. Contrasting the ancient sacrifices, the sacrifice of Jesus takes away the load of actual sins and the sense of guilt from the person's conscience. His sacrifice brought eternal redemption, enabling a person to leave the deeds of death and become the servant of the living God. He did not only win forgiveness for our past sins, but he also enabled us to the future, in the future, to live a sanctified, holy life. Christ has not only paid our debt, but gave us victorious life. He did put us right with God. His cross brought us the love of God in a way that makes the terror away. The victory of sin is followed by the victorious life. The happening of on the Calvary was a matter of Jesus obeying the will of God for our sake. Behind it was not only the mechanism of law, but the choice of love. What do all these mean to us today? First of all, what was actually happened on the cross with his personal sacrifice, had made it possible for us to be truly in the presence of God with full forgiveness and righteousness. Secondly, the once and for all action of Christ, that is the only high priest, has given us a vivid example of a life of love toward our fellow human beings. That is, we are sincerely trying to imitate Christ. Thirdly, his self-giving love on the cross has made his mission commission more vivid and authentic for us. That is, to share the true way to God and the genuine way of salvation for the people everywhere. This reminds us Christ's own words, "I am the truth and the truth, I am the way and the truth and the life." Thus the cross of Christ enlightens us and leads us to the words of the mission commission: "Tell everyone what God has done for us on the cross with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior." May the grace and the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ, the only High Priest and our personal Savior. Amen.